Like that.
We ready.
We have almost no wine left in the house. So.
A little more vino before we get into the next vino vlog.
This is very college.
It looks like a bottle.
Don't they
a bag of
call
blood.
Slap the bag?
That literally looks like an IV bag. Oh, ew.
Mm.
Squeeze it out in there.
Get that grape, girl.
You get that grape.
Girl, you get that grape.
A fruit salad.
Get that grape, girl. Okay. Well, now that we have that.
Hey guys, welcome back to Vino Vlogs.
Woo!
Another one.
We got your 2.5 year.
You got your 2.5 year.
We got 2.75.
Aww. Oh yeah, this is Bella.
Laura's
Bella,
dog.
My dog.
I'm Bella.
She's very sweet.
She looks like a little rat.
Yeah, she looks like a fox, not a rat.
She's a little tiny fox.
Foxy
baby.
Okay, so this Vino vlog.
Back to the Vino
vlog. I feel like it's appropriate for Brett to introduce that topic.
Because this is just a hot topic. People have been flooding our inboxes, flooding my inboxes. Everyone's asking about
They're
it.
They're all
asking. Oh yeah.
They're not. But we should still talk about it. Coming out of the closet.
Yeah.
This is a topic that needs to be discussed. Obviously, I am the only one out of the 2.5 of us that came out. They're not lesbians or bisexual that we know of.
No.
Or no.
So lives.
I would make out with Jennifer Lawrence.
I mean, we all would.
Everybody's got a girlfriend.
So this will give us two perspectives. Somebody who's come out and somebody
Remember last,
who...
last episode? Mine's Halsey.
She fuck Halsey. But anyways, so I've come out and Laura's had somebody come out to her. Cassie,
yeah,
you had somebody come out to you?
I have.
Nice.
It's not, obviously I'm not very, well-versed in the topic. I don't know anything about me coming out personally, what that would be like. I would imagine that it would be scary.
Right.
You know, to come out to your family, probably for me personally, if I were to come out, it would be harder for me to come out to my family than it would be society.
Well, I feel like it has a lot to do with the individual and their surroundings
right.
as to what makes them feel, sadly, uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. And piggybacking off of both of you, because interestingly enough, I'll just share my whole coming out story. And it involves both of, my family and, each person, my case being different than everyone else's case. So I came out. What?
Annie?
My best friend from home, Annie.
We always talk about Annie. We always drop Annie's name.
The off-camera celebrity of humans. But anyways.
Annie's sister.
So I came out to my, closest friends in high school when I was 17. So, I think it was summer going into senior year of high school. And anyways, we were all at my lake house drinking Captain Morgan's.
Oh!
My dock outside of my lake house. And anyways, so it was a group of 7 or 8 of us. So that was my biggest coming out moment. I confessed to them. We were all having heart to hearts. They were talking about whatever our 17-year-old struggles were at that time. And I confessed to them. Obviously, they already were suspicious, hashtag, we're certain. slash.
Tell them the story.
What story?
Brokeback Mountain.
Oh my god. One funny thing, side note.
I don't know these stories.
In high school, all my friends watched Brokeback Mountain, and they didn't invite me because they thought it would be awkward because I wasn't out of the closet. But anyways, back to my coming out story. So those are the people that I came out to. I fully was listen, everyone, I'm gay.
I'm gay.
And they
right.
were like, we know. Aside from that.
We know, blah.
Aside from that, I did not come out to anyone else, really. From there on out, I told all those people, I was like, listen, if anyone asks you, you can tell them, yes, Brett's gay. So that way, I wasn't coming out to,
You don't need to,
the world.
Stand on a podium and, tap the mic and be like, excuse me, everybody.
I don't have to announce.
Exactly. And that's the other funny thing about coming out is then they all revealed to me kind of this whole world of whispering that was going on behind my back. They'd be like, oh yeah, I get asked on a daily basis, is Brett gay? And they'd be like, I think so, but he hasn't said anything. And it's just funny to hear about because I was so suspicious of that before I had officially come out that I was like, they all know I'm gay, right? They all aren't just walking down these high school hallways thinking, oh, Brett must be straight. I knew they had to have known, but it was just funny because no one talks about it until I talked about it. But aside from that, I never came out, officially to my family, to, outside people. I just kind of, let it all happen. And, my personal, like, belief on it is that, like, people, I feel like they really shouldn't have to come out. In my opinion, the way people should come out nowadays is instead of having to have some, like, awkward moment public, like, you know, email with, like, your entire family CC'd on it, just, like, mention to someone, like, oh, you know what, like, I'd fuck Gerard Butler or something, you know? And then they're like, oh.
That's how you do it, guys.
Gerard Butler's a man. You're a man.
Well, I feel like, you know, where we are right now in our society, what's coming is a future where people won't have to come out. Like, it'll just be, you know, by the age that they know it, they're talking about it, and it's
right.
acceptable. You know, I think the bigger issue is always going to be, like, maybe your family, like, if you were raised in, like, a super, super, really religious family, you might, you know, that
and
might be a
struggle.
And
that's when it's, like, each individual case is different. Because for my, I didn't have a super religious family or, like, a super judgmental family or critical family in any of those senses. So it really wasn't a big deal. And it really wasn't a fear. So,
I was very lucky
in that sense. That, you know, like, my theory of the way people should come out wouldn't work for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not everyone can just say, like, you know what? Like, I think that guy's hot. Like, that might cause some problems in some
families. You know what I love? I just watched, I just watched The Politician.
Uh-huh.
Woo, so good. And
love
I noticed, like, I loved the fact they didn't address anybody's sexuality or their preferences. It's just so fluid. And there are so many scenarios that years ago on TV, I feel like would have been addressed, the dynamics.
Right.
They didn't address one. Like, that was not the issue or the topic at all.
Character.
It was just like, which it should be, we're humans, and, like, who really gives a shit who I love or like or find attractive? Like,
I mean,
there's
you'd be
way
surprised.
More important things in the world, you know? There's, you know, in their world, they're running for, at the time, I won't give anything away, but, you know, school president, and they have their whole campaign going. But, like, there's just other things, like, your health and the world and other social issues that I feel personally are so much more important than who
right.
it is you like or love or find attractive. And of course, everybody has their beliefs. And you know, also you can't really blame somebody who grew up in a very specific household that may, I do blame people that judge, sorry, I do. But that might feel a certain way or be curious because I think it is a newer thing that people are becoming way more acceptable,
right.
accepting of, which I'm so happy about. But I just love the way that this show does not address anybody's sexual preferences. And I feel like that's really the way the world is going. It's a very coming of
right.
age.
It's almost
show.
Like it's, you can assume
it.
Whatever you want to assume. And eventually you'll find
show.
Out if it comes out in a storyline. And that's how it would be revealed. You know,
mm-hmm.
if maybe, like, a love interest comes along and that's when you're like, oh, like, then they are gay or they are.
There's,
straight,
like, a certain scenario,
you know?
In the last episode that gets brought to light, but it's, I don't want to give anything away. But,
well, yeah,
this isn't necessarily about The Politician, although I love it. But it's just, I like the fact that throughout, like,
it
majority of the series,
coming out.
they didn't really, like, bring up the fact that someone had to come out.
Because right.
think of what that means. Like, what are you coming out of your natural state? Like, it's an interesting
right.
topic.
I'm well, like, yeah, like what? Like, I'm admitting, I'm
right.
confessing, I'm
well, and my
coming out.
Is,
like, you just are.
Like,
yeah,
is that
right.
a little too
well,
woke?
But the other thing that's odd about coming out.
You're so woke. Why are you so woke?
Laura,
well, I'm just kidding.
Woke.
I'm not woke.
Girl.
I'm trying to be woke.
Well,
but,
yeah,
okay, I don't know.
What advice
would
you give to somebody?
Well, first, what I was going to say is, oh, fuck, what was I going to say?
The black box line is getting you.
Yeah, guys.
Oh, damn it.
It's a true Vino vlog this time. Yeah.
It's a Friday night. It's like 9 p.m.
Sorry, what
it's
were you going to say?
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, I forgot before that.
I was just going to say, I think, like, I love that we get to share our stories, but I also love that we get to give advice or just, like, our personal opinions on how to handle situations.
Oh,
and
I remember what
I
was going to say.
Yes, get it.
The other thing about coming out that I find so uncomfortable and strange is, like, the fact that you kind of have to, like, draw all of this focus to your sexuality, you know? And in terms of, like, family, like, that's kind of an uncomfortable topic.
Totally.
And, like, to have, like, again, like I said, a mass email or a mass meeting or some type of group sit down where you're like, listen, I like to have sex with men. It's kind of like, we already knew that.
I never had to sit down and be like, Mom, Dad, I'm straight.
Right.
I like boys.
It can be in a more casual sense. You know, it doesn't have to be a coming out. You know, it can just be like a casual impasse.
Well, and then
just letting you know this.
Then there's that whole genre of people who, you know, they know they're gay. We know they're gay. They're not saying anything, acting on anything. Like everything's just kind of like everyone's like, what is this? You know, like
those with the internal struggle.
I feel like, we are on the right track and we're on a track to where this is going to be normalized at some point.
Right.
Like people aren't going to feel this stigma of, I can't
talk
about
too.
This. Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah.
There's so good flavor blast.
Flavor blast. Sometimes I need to.
What would your advice be? But be to somebody who
my advice
who has a family that's not as accepting.
Someone who's not like me and had a family that was very passive about the whole situation. I think my advice would be to find, if you can't find that safe space in like your immediate family, then go and find a space where that exists, you know,
community.
Like, because now it's so accessible, like, you can get on, Grindr's a hookup app, but I'm sure you could find,
don't do that.
You can
don't
find
threat.
Other people on so many social media platforms, or just, you know, anything like that, a chat room, a forum, anything, and, like, eventually, hopefully move to a place where, I go back home to Chicago, and I leave LA, and I realize, like, oh my god, there's not everyone is just as gay as LA is. Like, there's real straight people in Chicago. Like, here in LA, everyone seems a little
gay. I feel like I'm not gay, so I don't, I don't want to seem like I'm, like, stepping on toes or, like, crossing boundaries that I don't necessarily, like, that I'm not entitled to, but I just think as a human being in general, because we are all human beings. So on a human level, like,
I think so.
At the end of the day, if you own whatever the fuck it is that you are, I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's I'm gay, I'm bipolar,
I'm bipolar.
I'm
not
bisexual. I don't care. Bipolar. Well, some people.
Yeah, sure.
I wanted to say things outside the box. Whatever it is you are, my point
owning
is like
your, what's going on in your
whatever's
in
going
your
on in your life or whatever that you are. Like
own it. It's, but my,
you get to say,
okay, I do.
I'm trying to be so PC right now. But if you are gay, who gives a fuck what anyone else says? Whatever it is that you feel that you, whatever, whoever and whatever that is that you are, like, if you own it and, like,
yes, Cassie,
don't feel like you have to confront people that you're just like, hey, this is what it is that maybe you understand. Not that I have to now tell you to make you not feel comfortable. You should feel comfortable with whatever it is, like, period.
Yeah.
I just feel like if you own something in life, like,
the only rebuttal to that is just that, like, you know, not everyone has a strong personality or confidence for that matter. So that I think is where the internal struggle comes from. And that's where some people just honestly don't know who they are. They don't know, like,
there's
what,
some
they
people
don't
even
know
they
are
gay.
Because like,
some
you know?
People, it might be, they feel like, hey, what if this is a phase? And I like tell people something about me that maybe changes in a few months, which also is okay. Like, it's just, for me, this is such a weird, like,
journey.
Topic
it's
because
like
it's just so normal. We do live in a really, like, amazingly
open-minded place.
Open-minded city, but, like, at the end of the day, don't let anybody, even if it's your family, make you feel, like, inferior. Like, you can't be something that you are, and, like, I don't really feel like you have to ever justify, but, like, come out. Like, you can very simply say, like, hey, this is who I am. And it doesn't have to be this big power thing like I was, like, originally saying. But, like, this is just who I am. And, like,
I think
we don't need to talk any further about it. Just letting you know.
Switching gears slightly, now I'm kind of curious as to the experiences you two had with somebody coming out to you. So to be on that other end of the whole coming out situation, like, that would be very interesting to me. I would love someone to come out to me. That's never happened to me.
I had two come out experiences.
Did you know that they were going to happen when they happened?
No. So the first one happened, this was my first encounter with a gay person in my entire life. I was like in maybe like young middle school.
Oh wow.
It was young. We were young. And like, everyone knows I grew up in the Bible Belt in this very small town, country town in Texas. And so gay people were not a thing. And this was what, 1990? Yeah, this was like 1990, 2000.
Yeah.
Like, No, it wasn't 1990, it was 2007. But
definitely not 1990.
No, that's when I was born. So, anyway, I had this buddy. He was my buddy. We would always play in the ag barn, and like he and I.
In the ag barn.
We would run around.
Wait, what is an ag barn?
An ag barn. There was an ag. Guys, you're really going to make me go into this.
I don't know.
An ag barn. It's like.
An ag barn?
Agriculture. So it was like.
Okay, thank
you. Yeah, so it was like, you know, sheep, and we had
that at your school?
I'm from the country. We had an ag department at our school, so there was like showing cows, showing horses, showing.
I'm jealous.
Goats and pigs and whatever. And so we had the ag barn behind the school, and like me and him would always. His dad was the band instructor, and then I was I would just stay after because my sisters were showing lambs at the time, which was another story. But
wow,
we would play in the ag barn and we were buddies. And I guess I should have known this day. Our first grade teacher was like, draw a picture of what you want to be when you get older, and he drew a rainbow. And he and I didn't laugh about that until like way later in life, but he drew a rainbow. And then I guess, but you know, I was what? How old? Tiny? So
yeah,
I wasn't like,
I was tiny.
Yay! I had no idea. And anyway, so he and I are kind of just like lifelong friends. Like we were both in theater together. And then he like told me in like, I think maybe sixth or seventh grade, I could be off, but around then that he was gay. And I just remember, I was shocked. Not shocked.
That he was confident enough to express it.
He was.
And
he,
to understand who he
was.
Right.
Still today, he knows who he is if he's listening. I fucking love you, dude. But, like, he was so confident and, like, didn't care. He marched to the beat of his own drum at all times and was always unapologetically himself. And, like, today is doing fabulous drag. Like, he's
amazing.
Yes! You haven't met him because, like.
I think you've told me about him once or twice.
He's great.
Like,
he's
25
great.
Episodes and you guys
are
married.
Oh, my God.
But,
that'll be the day.
But I remember him, like, coming out to me and, like, I was so young and immature.
How did you
and
react?
I was like, but Jesus says it's a sin. Like,
Laura!
I was in like
sixth
grade, and
this
is the first gay person I had ever come
into
contact with. And like, that was my first, that was the beginning of my journey of exploring how I feel about gay people, or, you know, how I'm going to respond. Am I going to continue to be friends with you? Does this affect our friendship? No, it doesn't, you know. And, like, it was something that I was like, God, you know, end of the day, I've been playing in the barn with you since we were children. Like,
in the ag barn.
You know, and, like, we continued to finish high school together.
And he was about 2 weeks.
He was a dear friend of mine. no love lost ever. And I think that he was probably the reason why anytime I met someone who was gay and I, you know, like, that it never really mattered. I think that he was probably the reason, because I just always had such a genuine love for him. It just didn't fucking matter. Like, it's not my business anyway.
That's why before this episode even started, like, we truly are not trying to plan these things. I swear, like, I don't want to plan the meet-up last. I just said, I'm like, I don't even want to know. I was going to ask them earlier today.
There are already a few glasses
There's,
of wine.
You got in late because Brett was working late, and I was like, what are we talking about tonight? And he's like, coming out. And like, honestly, it wasn't like, I don't have a story. Like, this isn't my thing. It was like, it's so normal to me that, like, it's almost uncomfortable for me to even talk about the fact that this is a thing.
Right.
But I know that it is, so I want us to be able to talk about it so that anyone who feels uncomfortable, who's been there, like, you know, knows, like, hey, what, like, you're good. Like, it's, like, I don't know, it's just so weird to me to even have these conversations. But they're real, and they're topics, and I guess, like, at the end of the day, it's important for me, like, before we were saying, you're like, not everybody has that type of persona that's just going to come out and be like, this is who I am, like, take it or leave it. Like,
well, the thing that I like a
but
lot,
even
too,
if it's my last thing I want to say is, like, even if it's an internal thing, right, like, maybe that's not your personality to be super outspoken and talkative, but internally to know, like,
to accept yourself,
this has nothing to do with
you need to come out
anything
to yourself before you come out to
negative,
else.
Just period. Yes.
If
just
this
you.
Is something that you're struggling with, and like, you're really, you know that this is who you are, and you're gay, and you're struggling with coming out, I think some advice for you would be, I know it's going to be really, really hard, but if these people that you're coming out to don't love you anymore because you're gay, that is a heart problem on their end.
It's their loss.
And you will find people who love you for exactly who you are. And I feel like that is such a way more authentic life to live. Is like, even if you have to cut ties with some people, even if you have to, like, you know, just start anew, I think that you would be so much happier in the end just to, you know, face
that. The worst thing in the world, no matter what it is you're facing.
It's hard. I get that. That I can only imagine.
I just think keeping things inside too, like, and not living like your true self, because you're scared, and whether it's identity, this, that, what I mean.
And the thing that I feel like that really resonates with now is the trans community especially, because that to me is the thing that I'm the most happy about in, like, the whole LGBTQ, whatever, how long the alphabet goes now community. There's a lot of, you know, new introductions, but like the trans community, even I remember when I was in high school 10 years ago, like, it's come so many strides since then. And like before, like, honestly, like, trans used to, somewhat recently, used to be a way more shameful, unspoken about, kind of like shady thing. And it hasn't been until recent years that we've luckily had some, like, very, like, public figures come out and be open about being trans. That now trans is the new gay, and like, trans is cool. It's like, everyone has their gay best friend. Who's your trans best friend?
So,
like, that's being 10 times more accepted now than it ever has been in the past. And now it's just completely normal. And like, because I feel like that specifically, beyond gay, like, trans used to make people uncomfortable, but now it's, like, way more prevalent, and it's way more common, and it's way more talked about, and everyone knows what trans is these days, so it doesn't make people uncomfortable anymore. It's just normal now.
You may not get it, you may not understand it,
right.
You may not like it, you may hate it, but it's not your fucking business.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not going away.
And it's, yeah, it's not. So at the end of the day, like, it's not going to kill you to be loving,
right,
and be kind, and just be like, all right, your choices are your choices, mine are mine, we don't see eye to eye, but we're on this planet together, let's love each other, let's be civil, like, you do you, like, what, like, why can't everyone just, like, smoke a joint and chill the fuck out?
Exactly. And honestly, the people that aren't chilling out, sadly, like, it might seem cliche, but it's because they are having struggles with themselves. If you're uncomfortable watching something or meeting someone or with whatever, it's because you have some conflict in yourself that's, you know, not allowing yourself to be okay with that. Because,
and I know some of the most Christian,
right,
or some of the most religious, some of the most masculine, some of the most feminine, whatever, people that are so accepting. So they're just, to me, there really is no, I'm sorry, like,
excuse. Yeah.
Look, you have your own thoughts in your head. Mm-hmm. That's up to you. But to bully people, of course, mood bullying over here, but like, to bully people or to, like, be rude about it is just so unnecessary. Like, just shut up. Seriously, it's so unnecessary.
It is.
Worry about yourself and whatever is going on in your own world, because it's probably not perfect. So, like, sort your own shit out before you, like, judge someone for wearing a skirt. Like, really, to me, it's bizarre.
Well, and it's like, now, like,
if you can't appreciate a good drag show, get out. Leave the party. You're not invited.
If you don't love drag, then, like, what kind of entertainment
and
do you have?
And if something makes you feel uncomfortable,
football.
Just don't watch it. Don't go to it. That's all.
So anyways,
so make people feel bad. That's
coming full circle.
Coming full circle.
Coming out is
coming
a hard,
out full circle.
A hard coming out full circle. But, like, you know, basically, my biggest point I wanted to make in this whole thing is that, like, coming out doesn't have to be a production that, like, I feel it has been built up in culture, you know, at points. Now I think that, like, sexuality or being transgender or whatever, like, has become way more, you know, an open topic of discussion and way more common and way more just prevalent, you know, like, in social media, which is everywhere, and, like, celebrities and everything. It's just, you know, it's not something that has to be, you know, people need to be scared or nervous of, or so, like, just
do you, boo,
and just be casual about it. You know, like, it doesn't have to be something scary or,
hey, like,
a big deal.
DM us,
it's
hit us up if you're having, like,
it's
we're here for you.
Go to our Instagram @2.5girls if you're having an issue or you want some advice on this topic. We would be happy.
I finished my box.
Yes, we would be happy to check those DMs and get back to you as soon as we can and help in any way that we can, because I think it's good to know that you have community and you have support, and you do, you have support, you have community, even though you may not feel like you do, you do.
You got us.
And actually, weirdly enough, on our last Vino vlog, we talked about it gets better, and that very much applies to this as well.
To so many
It always
things.
Gets better. Like, you might be living in God knows where, Louisiana, somewhere, South Carolina, where maybe there aren't as big of a gay community. I actually have never been to those
Wyoming.
Places, so I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and say Wyoming.
There might not be, but just know that if you want to, you can get out of there and you can go to places where you're going to be accepted for who you are. It always gets better.
That reminds me of when I was listening to Unfuck Yourself today on my hike on Fryman. He talks about the fact that we are built we are survival beings. Like, you will always, if you're here today, you're a survivor of whatever. Like, life will always throw you shit.
Mm-hmm.
End of the day, you got us. And I think this is a really fun Vino vlog.
It was.
This is a really fun Vino vlog.
I'm glad we talked
about
it.
You guys enjoyed
this.
It because I think it needs to be talked about. People need to stay woke.
And you know what? On a final note.
I'm kidding.
If you're about to come out, just know it's going to be you're going to feel way better after, and it's
you
not going to be as hard as you think.
It's going to feel like 10 like pounds just lifted off your shoulders.
Pounds, weights.
No
it's
shame.
Not
Don't
be
dramatic. Ashamed. Don't be ashamed. We love you. We accept you.
Come out, pour a glass of wine.
Cheers to you.
Cheers, everyone.
Woo! Like that.